With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Now, unless you've been living under a rock, everybody knows Marvin Harrison Jr. is the top-ranked wide receiver coming out of this draft class. Great landing spot with Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, and his rookie cards are priced accordingly, $150 a pop for those Bowman Chrome University first autos. But what about the rest? So in today's video, guys, I have seven must-have rookie wide receivers that you want their rookie cards of in your sports card portfolio heading into August and September of the season. Let's dig in. Number seven, Brian Thomas Jr., the 6'3", 209-pound wideout, found plenty of moments to shine alongside Malik Nabers in the passing attack and further put on a show at the combine by ripping off a 4.33 40-yard dash at that size that puts him in elite height-adjusted speed score. His skills are absolutely needed in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence throws aggressively and wants to throw it deep. They're going to need to in this division moving forward. And also, Christian Kirk consistently misses time. So does Zay Jones. He's aging. And Gabe Davis does not have the speed that Brian Thomas has, along with the route running finesse. As you can see here, just 5 days ago, the Bowman Chrome University first Brian Thomases were selling under $20. They have since gone up a little bit, as you can see by this $28 auction that ended yesterday. And Brian Thomas Jr. only has 49 different rookie cards. In comparison, Marvin Harrison Jr. has 240. The primary rookie card for Brian Thomas Jr. right now is going to be the 2023 Bowman Chrome University with the first logo on the top right. I would recommend to stick with the autograph cards from that, but there are some nice short print and serial numbered parallels. Also, you're going to see the draft night instants are going to have a little bit of steam as well. And they do have a couple serial numbered versions of those, like a green out of 25. Those are a print on demand, but with a serial number printed on the back. It'll all say one out of probably a few hundred for a guy like Brian Thomas Jr. But he's got first round draft capital, guys. A lot to love about this guy. Hey guys, real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest, part of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. You definitely want to make sure you are subscribed and you turn those bell notifications on, because there are new sets being released right now from Leaf, from Panini throughout the summer that are going to have these guys featured in them. And we will be dropping that as soon as the news is provided to us. So definitely want to make sure you stay tuned to this channel. Now back to the action. Next up at number six, we have Jermaine Burton. He was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow is one of the top three most hyped quarterbacks in the hobby, and now is his QB, could end up as his long-term number two option. Look, this guy's got great hands and vertical speed. Jamar Chase is there to take away the eyes of the defense, leaving Jermaine Burton to do a lot more damage. He led Alabama wide receivers in 22 and 23 with 15 touchdowns and 24 starts over that period. He caught a touchdown pass every 5.7 grabs during his college career. Tyler Boyd is now gone, and there's still a chance that T. Higgins isn't a Bengal for 2024 and definitely 2025. Now, I don't know the guy personally, but there are some alleged character concerns around Jermaine Burton. But what I'll say, maybe now this is a fresh start for him in the NFL. And certainly from an athletic perspective, this guy had first round draft talent, and he slid to the third. According to some experts, he could have slid even further due to the character issues. So the fact that the Bengals reached on him in the third tells you how gifted this guy is. And as you can see, going back to before the draft, some of those Bowman Chrome University refractors out of $4.99, $13, or $7, under $10, And then the draft happened, and we definitely had more buy it now sold data coming out, like this orange first from Bowman Chrome University out of 25 selling for 60, or the gold authentic PSA 10, not quite a PSA 10, just the auto 10 on this selling for 100, that is serial numbered out of 50. And then another one of those raw out of 50 here selling for $25 in a buy it now. It's important to note Jermaine Burton's got a lot of different rookie cards. He's got a total of 825, including cards from Sage, Leaf, Bowman Chrome University, and some other unlicensed brands like Superglow, Wildcard. But his primary rookie card is going to be, until new sets are released, the 2022 Bowman Chrome University with the first logo on it. I would target those autograph cards. They're still very favorably priced. Number five, Xavier Worthy. Okay, simple here, guys. Blinding 4-2-1 speed, smooth route runner, not just straight line speed. We got special teams ability, tough after the catch, great route runner. Mahomes, Andy Reid, the Chiefs moved up to get Xavier Worthy in the first round. Hollywood Brown is only on a one-year deal, and Travis Kelce is aging. Guys, that's all you need to know. Xavier Worthy also has a lot of rookie cards, 1,925 different rookie cards, the most we've seen yet from the guys in this video. Now for his first rookie card, it's going to be 2022 Bowman Chrome University with the first logo. He's got a few different variations. They all sell pretty good. You can see that those first ones with the Bowman first autoed are selling for about $65 right now in auctions, the most recent data. It's not a very common card either at this point. It's getting quite rare. And you can see that the other 2022 Bowman Chrome University cards are selling great as well. Here's a yellow out of 75 for $74. Here's one out of 199 selling for $75. That lava refractor, that's the same one that you just saw for Jermaine Burton selling for $15. Even the non-first ones from 2020 Bowman Chrome University are selling for about $35 right now. You've also got some 2021-22 Leaf cards out for him. But once again, the primary rookie card is going to be the Bowman Chrome University with the first logo. I would target serial numbered, colored match short print parallels, and definitely rookie autos. All right, guys, real quick, I want to ask you, are you ready to start grading your cards? If so, definitely check out cgccards.com for grading submission fees as low as $12 on bulk submissions or $15 on single card submissions with a declared value of the raw card up to $1,500. You guys can grade with them. They have crystal clear holders, beautiful grading consistency across the board. They have gold label pristine 10s. The market data coming out about them looks better and better as they grow. They've only been grading sports cards since 2021. You can get started with them today grading at cgccards.com. Number four, Ricky Pearsall, first round pick by the 49ers, the perfect landing spot for this young man. Very explosive route runner, consistent separator with success rates, up there with some of the best receivers from this draft class, including Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. I get it's a crowded wide receiver room on the 49ers, but if Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk is traded, that's a plus-plus. There's already standalone value for Ricky Pearsall because he's a better route runner than Deebo Samuel, and the landing spot here in this Kyle Shanahan offense is incredible. Now, on draft night, Ricky Pearsall only had 11 different rookie cards, according to TradingCardDatabase.com, but now he's been released in 2024 Sage High Series. He's been released in 2024 Leaf Draft here. As you can see, his autos are selling for about $50 in the Leaf Draft. As you can see, this is not a serial numbered card, but it does have that nice little Leaf RC logo at the top right, and we do have the Ricky Pearsall autograph, which is not easy to come by until now. So even the Sage cards are selling for close to $40 right now in auction. So I'd be looking to target those from between $20 to $35. That'll leave you with upside. Also, he's going to be coming out in the new Leaf sets being released right now. As you can see here, this is a set that was just released last Friday. This is 2024 Leaf Metal. It's a Fire Pulsar out of 3 rookie auto with a Leaf XRC rookie shield at the top. This card sold for $115 in auction on 5 bids. You have 2024 Leaf Vivid being released May 17th in just 11 days. You have 2024 Press Pass Premium. This is going to be a new set by Leaf being released here later in May. I don't have the exact date yet, as you can see, to be determined. And then Pro Set Pure is going to be released June 7th. It's also going to have more draft prospects like Ricky Pearsall in it. So right now, any Leaf or Sage rookie auto, I would stick with the Leaf with the little rookie card shields on them. That you can find for reasonable price points compared to the current sold comps. You can see we're looking at sold comps right now on eBay, sold comparable items. I would be targeting, especially color match like red to the 49ers. Really cool card here. Or even blue of the Florida Gators. He did have that first round draft capital. Number 3, Malik Nabers. Now, Nabers is so explosive, he needs very little to no evaluation, guys. The highlights speak for themselves. Just know he absolutely destroyed any and all man coverage in college at LSU. Serious QB questions here for the short term in New York between Daniel Jones and Drew Lock, and whether or not either one of them are going to pan out as any good. But this is a wide open wide receiver room. Guys, you just got to ride out the early bumps potentially at quarterback because Malik Nabers is an absolute alpha. A lot of guys had him ranked just as high, if not higher, especially in certain categories like beating press coverage and man coverage than Marvin Harrison Jr. As you can see, some of those Malik Nabers cards, like this orange refractor out of 25, sold for $265. Malik Nabers has 607 different rookie cards, and a lot of those cards are coming out of 2023 Bowman Chrome University. That's where he's got his first logo. You can see the non-serial numbered rookie autos out of that set are selling for $65 in Buy It Now. That's post-draft numbers, $65 again, Buy It Now. The green out of 99 rookie auto there, $140. So you got to take into consideration those Marvin Harrison Juniors are about 130 to 150. The Malik Nabers are considerably lower, and that's due to the quarterback questions. I would take advantage if you can find anything like this around $43 here in this auction that ended yesterday. $23 lower than those Buy It Nows just a couple days ago. That is a snipe because this is going to be his rookie card until further pro uniform cards come out. LSU's a big school. He's got early first round draft capital here. Goes to a massive market team, the New York Giants. And the only thing holding his card prices back at all from being Marvin Harrison Jr. prices are just a little bit of time and, of course, those quarterback questions. Number 2 is Rome Odunze. All right, guys, check it out. This guy was an absolute beast in college. He ranked first in contested catches with 21. First in contested catch rate, 75%. First in first downs for the Washington Huskies with 74. Deep yards, 783. That was first. He was tied to a great quarterback prospect now in Caleb Williams. He was drafted by a huge market Bears team. I get it's a crowded wide receiver room for now, but Keenan Allen is likely moved solely to the slot here due to his age and trying to preserve what's left, and he gets injured every year. He's missed time every year recently, so there's a reasonably high expectation of missing time. Keenan Allen's also on the last year of his contract that was picked up from the Chargers, so there's plenty of room here in Chicago for Odunze to feast with DJ Moore, especially when you have an athlete that's as talented as Odunze is. And a beautiful thing here, Odunze only has 82 different rookie cards. The marquee card is going to be the 2023 Bowman Chrome University first logo at the top right. Those autos, non-serial numbered, are currently selling for $100. So we do have almost a direct correlation here between draft capital, landing spot, and like market size of fan base, and the rookie card price. As you can see, those Marvin Harrison Juniors were 130 to 150. The Roman Dunzes here are about $100 on draft night. But if you scroll up a little bit, you can see how they came down to 73, 75 May 1st. Here's a May 2nd Buy It Now accepted for 70. So they're cooling off a little bit because this one that sold for 70 was numbered out of 499 as well. So it's a very easy target here. You can scheme to target serial numbered and autographed cards from 2023 Bowman Chrome University or 2023 Bowman's Best that are color matched to the Bears that have known scarcity. And stay tuned for obviously more Rome cards that come out throughout the summer. This guy is going to be an absolute baller in the NFL. And my number one is Ladd McConkie because, guys, he walks into the Chargers wide receiver room and is instantly the best separator in the room. He's the best overall talent. Ladd finished above the 80th percentile in success rate versus man and zone coverage, making him a very sharp route runner who has a pro-level understanding of what it means to play wide receiver. That means he's going to supplant an average Josh Palmer, an average, below average Quentin Johnson, whoever else is on that depth chart. And guys, let's be real. We know that Jim Harbaugh wants to run the ball and play defense, but the Chargers defense isn't that good. Their secondary was terrible. The run defense was bad last year, and they play in the division against Patrick Mahomes twice a year, amongst other high-octane teams. Guys, this is a team that's going to have to throw the ball. We know Justin Herbert is one of the most hyped quarterbacks in the hobby. He's been the most hyped quarterback in the hobby before, going back to his rookie season. He got additional hype now that he signed Harbaugh. McConkie is going to be the man on the scene. Now, the only thing here is there's a little bit of injury concern. He missed time throughout his college career. But when you combine the fact that McConkie only has seven different rookie cards. Now, we do have new rookie cards just released here since the draft, and that is 2024 Sage, and he's going to be a part of the 2024 Leaf products coming out very soon. But the 2024 Sage right now are very popular because outside of that, it's just those seven rookie cards, like 2022 Keepsake, as you can see in this out of rookie auto out of 50 here that sold for $72.89. So the 2024 Sage and Instance right now are those are the targets for Ladd. I would also say some of these pre-rookie, as you can see, this one has the PRC logo in the top right here for Ladd. This is from Wild Cards, an unlicensed set, but it's very collectible. People like this set. They even collect it for some pros like Brock Purdy. You'll see some pretty crazy prices. And this one, 3 out of 3, here sold for $48 in auction just yesterday on 16 bids. So significant competition, significant collectability factor. Ultimately, I'd be looking to target Sage Autos for under $20-$25. Now, obviously, it's going to scale up the more rare they get, but under $20-$25, that's going to be what you're looking at for non-serial numbered. That's what I'd be targeting those at. And even the Sage base, as you can see, without the auto, under $10 for just a couple bucks, the Draft Night Instance for $5, $6, those are going to be good buys, man, because his market is so limited, guys. You can take advantage of quite a few different cards. These Reese Senior Bowls cards, I mean, that's a great deal. Event signed auto right there, $29.99. I'd be absolutely looking to get that graded and authenticated. I think it's going to add some nice value. I think Ladd's going to have a ton of hype heading into the season. And with such a limited market, the prices could go up exponentially. I think they should be a lot higher than what they are. And I think they will be once people see how good of a wide receiver this cat is. So very excited to have him at my number one spot for this video of seven must-have rookie wide receivers, rookie cards in your sports card portfolio heading into August, September. Like I said, guys, stay tuned. Subscribe to the channel. If you enjoyed our content, make sure you hit that like button. And if you guys want to check out basketball, baseball, tennis, soccer, golf, all those other sports card rankings, a very analytical approach like I do, go check out Sports Card Strategy, nooffseason.com. Check out my man Paul Hickey's channel. He's putting out daily content ranking other sports cards, and investment opportunities. I'll catch you guys in that next video. Peace.